This recording is a prophetic word. It's entitled The Valley of the Shadow of Death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For this is my word to you, for the valleys have been deep, so that there is even a shadow of a cloud that hides the valley to cause even greater darkness. This is the darkest valley that my children who are called by my name will pass through. But listen, my dear children, I said pass through the valley of the shadow of death. Yes, including the valley of the shadow of death, the deepest and the darkest valley you will be walking through. You will be passing through. I, the Lord, know at every moment where you are and how you are. I carry you over. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You are mine, bought with the price, and I will never let you go. You are my beloved. I know those that are mine. I know my sheep, and they know me. They are the ones who call me Father, my little lambs, precious ones. And at one time lost, but now you are found, says the Lord. And you say, you found me, but I tell you, children, I am the one that came after you. I am the one that came after you with a vengeance, and I am the one that found you. The enemy would have taken your life, would have stolen eternity from you. I have watched over you all of these years, for you are mine. If I came and found and brought you into the kingdom, even as I said I would, if I took vengeance on your enemy and came and brought you to myself, would I not heal you? Will I not make you whole? Will you not walk in freedom? Will you not walk in the calling I have called you to walk in from even the time of your conception? You had victory at a young age in your life. Many of you had victory, yet you chose the path of defeat. But as my word says, I came and I found you. My little lambs, I came and I found you. Those of you that became lost along the way, yes, you were the ones. I left the 99 to go after the one. That was you. I cherish your words of love to me and to honor of your heart. When you hear my name spoken, your heart within bows at my name. I see the posture of your heart. You are full of love. You are full of adoration for me. Those that have been forgiven much, they are those that love much. I see the desires within. I see the hunger to do my will. And when the time comes to do what I have called you to do, you will know when that time is here. For did I not say in my word, the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord? There is much you will learn before this time will come. Think not that I'm saying you will not minister my word. For every one of you have been called to minister. Everywhere you go, you will minister my word. Your life will be a ministry to my kingdom. For your love for me is great, and your knowledge of me is greater than many I will send you to. Do not fear the world and the ways of the world. Do not resist going to a doctor even, nor to someone in the world to whom I would cause you to go. How do you know but what you may be that doctor's only voice for me? Do not fight your way through, but lie still in my hands and know that I am in control of everything to do with you. I say, do not fear. Not one hair on your head will be harmed. Not a sparrow falls to the ground that I do not know it. I am the potter. You are the clay. Does the potter say to the clay, why hast thou made me this way? No. Do not resist what you think is not of me. Everything that you think is not of me, I will turn it around for good, and all things to do with your life will glorify me. I am in complete charge of all things, the good and the bad. That which you have handed over to me, your very life that you have handed over to me, I am in charge of. Learn to rest in me in every avenue of this life, in this earth realm. I want you to realize I am God, and beside me there is none other. I am He that created, can recreate, can heal, will heal, doing whatever needs to be done, for I am the great physician. There are times I want you in a certain place at a certain time for a certain purpose. Does this seem strange to you? I love you, children. You are mine. Fear not, for I am with you every moment of every day, everywhere that you end up being. Everywhere that I end up leading you to be, you are mine. You walk by faith. Even in the darkest hour, you will walk by faith and not by sight. I have taught you perseverance, and you will teach greater degrees of it. For now is the time that my children are in warfare. War on your knees, war in praise, war on your face before me. I will cause your enemies to surrender. I will cause your enemies to run from you. And you will walk in the freedom of the precious Holy Spirit. You will minister in the freedom of my spirit, says the Lord. Think not too far ahead, lest you would be overwhelmed with all that is happening. For soon time will run its course. You are my children of light. Let your light shine. Do not hide it under a bushel. I have filled you with light, and everyone but you can see the light. For I have designed it that way to keep my children humble. Rejoice. Great is your reward in heaven. Read my word and it will be filled. It will be full of life to you. It will be full of healing to you. It will be full of rejoicing to you. And many to whom you will be speaking and ministering. Amen and amen.